One lamas that's melachos is melabin, 13th melacha. Labin is to whiten something, to bleach something. Over here, in Simon Shimbeis, the whole simon over here, Beik is focusing on labin, has thousand other concepts like makapatish, gudaimo. First, Sif Aleph has three different melachos over here. We have a sugya minabit lisoi, you can more adapt to them zainam and aleph. We have the kolboy about when you have a beged that gets wet, and geshem and gudaimo. From the sugya of Nitzis, you have the strings on top of your begging, you can take it off. So we did three cases of three different halachas. First, Menabit Lisa, the Gemara Dakhtar from Zayim, Mingzan, the Rahuna said, Menabit Lisa B'Shabbos, Chayv Chattas. It's a din deraisa. The Gemara gives three klolim. If it's chadati, that's when it will be osir. Otherwise, when the case is old, it won't be a problem. The second klal has to be something that's uchmi, something that's black. The third klal, that's what you call it. Three different klolim. If you're missing any one of these three klolim, Inat Chayv Chattas, the Gemara afterwards brings down two stories. One Ula visited from Odisha, saw these Rabbanon took their cloak, they're shaking it off. The Gemara says, you know why? Because they were not Makbid. If you're Makbid, also you're not Makbid, it's Mutter. The second story, Abaya was in front of Yosef. He said, the Maisik could pass me in a hat. Abaya saw that there was dew, towel on top of the hat. He didn't want to pass it to Yosef. Yosef said, don't worry, I'm the Maisik, not Makbid. He could pass me in a hat. Atkan the Sugyu. The question the first among the Rishonim is, what's Hamana es Talisoi? What is the case over here? What's the malach we're discussing over here? Among the Rishonim are three different mahalchim. First comes along Rashi in the Sugya and says that the case over here, Talisoi is mina offer in the dust, the case of a vakya on top of it. And that's how also Rabbi Chanan on the page brings down the case over here, the case of a vakya. A gam taste brings down Rabbi Chanan, not the way the Sharitim, but also himself. The Chura taste says Rabbi Chanan, the Talisoi means Rabbi Chanan over here. And the numbers we showed him, Baruch Eivu showed him, go like Rashi, the case and the issue of the rice of discussing shaking off Ofer Avak. Kiregi does ask that we'll see Rashi, Dakutim Alp, and Alava says that even the issue of Malabi need a case of water, and here is not a case of water. If Kiregi will ask, Sain Kutim Alp, Sain Dakutim Zain, the Chura, there's no case of water, why is Rashi saying over here, Shafin, even an issue? So the Sharitim, Sukkotim Mem Alp, we'll get to a different column, Benisham, different Chaburas, to apply this Indian. It really depends if you're using water, whether you leave behind the roshim or not, will be either an iser, a malabim. However, if you do not leave behind the roshim, then the halach will be even without a case of water. And the situation over here we're discussing, we did not leave behind the roshim, therefore, then will be either this iser, even though you're not using water. But I can Rashi. Come on, cases, he disagrees. He understands the iser, the malabim is that when you need water. Others, without water, you're not even iser over here. The halach discusses what the kimta is exactly. These are the case over here, the case of Tal, do. I mean, droplets of water, then that happens there 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, they come to the top of a person, you want to shake it off over here. That's, you know, even Issa B'Malava, you have some water upon your jacket, and then you need these three columns. This Malach of Taisus is brought down also by numerous Rishonim, by 14 different Rishonim. They say the get over here is the Sugya of Tal. Atzad HaShlishi, we had the Rambam, and Perek Yud, he's discussing the Sugya of Makya Patrish. It goes in halacha, amenat talis chadosho shchoyro. The case is lahasa tziyuv halavin hanitlabo. You're moving these white yellow threads that's on top of your beged. Kedekshu umnim oistim, like the umnim go. They move these white yellow threads on top of your beged. Now this is a shaila. What exactly does the Rambam mean? What's the iser? The simple understanding the Shitul Rambam seems to say and clear the base iser. Discussing an iser of makar patish. You have these threads on top of you. You want them to stack in the beged. It's not the iser malabin over here. Says the Beis Yosef, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah Halacha LaMaaseh, another Peskim. In this case, we're discussing removing threads on top of the Isser of Makar Patish. Again, we look at other Rishonim, we seem to argue maybe that's not Pshat Rambam. The Chas Chaim, the Kolboy, seems to understand this Nichol Geda of Livon, removing these threads. But again, the Shkura went like the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chayodom, and the Pirim Godom, before the Beis Yosef, that since Rambam is in the middle of the Halacha Makar Patish, the Isser is Makar Patish. So, first, what is the case of this Malach we're discussing in this? Sugya over here that's Chayav Chatas, we have three options. We have Rashi Udi'imei, his case of removing offer. We have Tosfos Udi'imei discussing removing towel. We have the Rambam discussing removing these yellow strings, which the person will say, Ikki is Nichol Geda of Makar Patish. Now, among the Rishonim, we look around, and some of you now inside Rashi inside Tosfos. America, 11 different Rishonim, we have both sheets over here. So I see some of the Achim trying to give a list who's the Ikki, is Rashi the Ikki, Tosfos the Ikki, Pim Godim the Al-Rab, they're trying to give a list of Rishonim. As far as I see, I try to make my own list. It comes out to be 25 verse 19. don't think that makes a get of rave over here. That's back ikik mat machlik shachol among the yishanim. What the ikik malach and the sugya of taif with our nabe talisa is a case of tal or the case of offer. Halacha ma'aseh. How do we exactly paskin of these three different shitas? First, they get to Rashi's case of offer. So, come on, the Machab is very clear. It says, "Amnab tilisa chadasha shchora minatal shalaha." Tosis is very Rashi. Machab is very clear. They went like Tosis, not like Rashi. They came to the dafka case of tal. Now, you could say this svara. Why did the Rambam, why did Machab pick this malach? So, the clue of the svara is number one. If you look in the riff, you wrote down the Lashon Gemara, so you have no right for the riff. You look at the Rambam has no shaykhis to this Indian over here. So that's the only left for the Rosh. The Rosh says the case of Naphtali says the case of Tal. Of the big three, no one says Rashi, they only say the case of Tosfos, and therefore they understand that it's the case of Tal, therefore the case of Offer, the Maaseh Tzmuter. Kamal Rishimuni says, the Maaseh to be Semich upon this Mechab Shita that Offer is Mutter, Dafka Alilei Akum be Semich on Shita, because Machloik is Apoiskim. Which are one of the cases that we pointed out, that in this case over here, to be Machmer, is this the Raisa. Naphtali says Chai Fatas. Still come along the Mishmur says Machlaikis, but other Milanachu you be semich lahakal. That means, they point out, and the study we said the Milanachu is that when the Machlaikis are poskim, even by the Raisa, if you make a Idei Nachri, there's a word that my Makrimis has sent you to, is that the Mishnah of Brewer says he ends up a practice Kavod Abrius. That means he's being makel even out Kavod Abrius. Out Kavod Abrius, go tell the guy to go clean your jacket off, Idei Nachri, the Maisa is mutter. I say Machlaikis, and Mishmur says even Medina should be also. Still, since the Mishmur seems to go with the Klal of the Tveris Yisrael to the Kalil Shabbos, when we have Machlokes in place, even in the Raisa, Adem Yilnochi can be Mekel, or he points out that being Afkamina, they get to the case of Chashmal, and seriously, they get to carry things in might be a camel or Ur, or Sarabim. This is one of the Makaris they point out these things coming from. Now, the word to Mishmur is Dafka when there's a Serach will be a Semech upon a Goy. The Upshalom Azamel explains, does that mean, Sam, you know, I have a Goy around, I'm a cleaning lady, might as well just tell her, no, brush off my jacket, no big deal. It means that when you cannot need to go out on the street and you cannot wear the jacket this way, you mark it upon it, then we stand upon it. But Stamazari will not be Rashi, Goyis, why not? Let's go do it. We're not Stamazari, Michael. When there's a Tzairach, we'll stand upon it, I mean, the upon Tzai Sushito. That's first, if it can be Michael. The Maestri Kamal Gramo, the Maestri says, Yeshu, I'm being done Rashi Shito, and ends up Tav Lokish Ludvaro. Person should be Chosh Ludvaro, and therefore the Graz are Choshulchan, and others being done, Oloshin of Tav Lokish. It's not a shlishi, some of the Mishibur from the El Rabo, it says Medina Yitzalser. That means this case of offer, what's the locha? We have three different options. Either it's more to the Mechaber, the Mosa is Taib Lochush, the Mishibur being after El Rabo, Medina the Maitz Yitzalser. That's how the Chayotim and the Kitzel, they're being down Medina the Maitz Yitzalser. So it comes out, the Mishibur is passing the Medina Yitzalser. However, even though Medina Yitzalser is still a day going, Mokhama Tzarek, it can't be Michael. Now, the second case. What? Are they guys? Can we make them? Yeah. Now, the case of Tal. The thing over here, the case of Offer is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The case of Tal, is that a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? And Machab is being Machmer? So, first, you read the Gemara, the Maisa of Abaye and of Yosef is the case of Tal. That means, Lachor Rashi cannot disagree on the case of Tal, that's the Gemara's case. That's Gemara's case. Now, what's more mean is that Tal, Rashi understands Tal means the regular words of Tal meaning to do, the little droplets of rain, and therefore Avadah Rashi has to agree to Tosfos, the Avadah Tal is also. Agam, the Mishmur does point out from other Rishonim, Ben Chanan, Ben Yonason, sounds like the Tal is Dovah Tinuf. A different word, some lichluch over here, dirt over here, not the case of Tal. But Rashi certainly agrees to Tosfos because he says on the word Tal of Avadah Vetiv, he says it means Tal. That means even though Tosfos argues in Rashi, Rashi agrees to Tosfos because that's the Gemara's case. The Kimta, that the second Kimta is a case of Tal over here. So, Vada, the case of Tal, Allah, the Maestro, Vada, ever to be Machel for that Shito. The third Malach in this figure is the Ram Shito, removing this yellow white strands on top of you. Kamal Mishabu, Sivkot, Nyo, and they said, Echlami, also Allah, the Maestro, Chavat, Makra, Patish. That means we have three Shitas. How do we pass in Allah, the Maestro, Mishabu, pass in all three Medinoi? He passed in the Issa of Medinoi. Why? Being on El Rabo. It being on the case of Tal Medina, because even Rashi could be surprised with this. The Rambam being examined, Tal Suga Makapajish, loved after in August on the Rambam, just to understand they came to the Gemara differently. So we pass from all three Mahalakim, very clear. Now, once we have this Menabe Talisa, you come to the Gemara and says three Kolon lists. It has to be a case to be Chayiv al Kodosh, it has to be a case of Shokhar, it has to be a case of Makbid. So we have to explain each three to know what the clause is, to see when there's an Issa over here. First, what to find something being new? Come along the Beis Yosef. The Pesach, the Shabbos being down, new means something that's never washed before. Never washed. Once it's washed, it's not new. The Maestro of the Shavua says not the way he's coming to El Rabbah, Magarom, really the Bakri point. The Loch is new means something that dying the Chidushoy. Something that still looks new. Still looks new. That means new means something that looks new. So the Aruch HaShulchan, very nice, didn't give me too much of a getter. You went from being new, which we're not sure what that is, something that looks new, which we're not sure what exactly that getter is. Therefore, look in the Bealocha, when he brings down the Chayodim from the Yair Strash, he says to the Maestro, what is the getter of Adayim Hu B'Chidusha? He said, we're not sure, we're not clear what the getter is, and therefore, he brings out the Maestro Sotan, people who are making upon this Indian, and therefore he said, Tzorach L'Hachmer, to be makhmer, what the getter of new is, and he cannot L'Hora brush anything, which has a Chash and Nichol, the getter being new. So Chayodim Ben Eshchai, others bring down Mahalach. Atzadah Shein Mishmur goes on further and says, it's very nice, Yatayin over here, Maestro, the other person do not bring down the idea of Einonu B'Kiyim and to be makhmer. Therefore, he says, "Vamach b'tov la'bracha, v'mekol yishami l'smoich." And therefore, l'chatchila, what you go do it aydei shinoi, toiv aydei shinoi. Therefore, comes out from the mishabrua that we're not sure what the getter is. When you know for sure it's new, avad is getter of new. Otherwise, you should do it aydei shinoi b'choishish for the aris rashi sheet over here. Toiv l'chosh aydei shinoi. So it won't be the raiso. It sounds that way. They want a mach b'tov la'bracha. Sounds that way, yeah. The second cloud of being black. They point out very interesting. What is black? And they said, what's mutter in case of white and red? I mean, didn't say only black in the case of acid, they say only white and red in the thing that's mutter. That means there's a large gamut of colors in between that seem to be missing what the Gemara says. What's blue? Bad blue. What's green? What are these different colors they had that's not in the Gemara? The very interesting. They point out, why do you pick two ends of the spectrum? So those levushim, one of chayilishal, one of matana, these are clear. Even the Gemara itself was not clear exactly what the category is. The way the swam seem to go, anything that's dark color, meaning anything that's navy blue, anything that's brown, anything that's in the realm of being black, and come on, anything that we're wearing, even though we all have our own sense of taste and color, we all have different colors that we're wearing, but the ikar is all the dark sense, it's all nichol together being black over here, says the swam. They do discuss gray also really depends, the light gray, maybe not. The dark gray passion nichol negedah of black for sure. So it's trying to be down, let's say you have white stripes inside your suit. Here the tzad say really the ikka is black, there's tovel to your black suit over here. But the way, again, the ikka mahalach seems to be that anything that in the realm of blackness, the darkness, not blackness, darkness, is nichol negedah being black. Why? The right is, Kimara says, what's mutter, red and white? That's not in the parasha being black.
The color is the, we're talking about is the offer or is the beggar?
The beggar. The third cloud, the idea being makbid. So there's a mavuch among the achoinim. What does it mean with the Gemara's idea of makbid? Basically, the question: what's dam? What's makbid for other cases? The meaning, we have a case where we have three columns. We sound like reading the Gemara. You need all three. Number one has to be black. Number two has to be new. And number three, you have to be makbid. Sounds like the pashas reading. If you're not makbid, the lochem might be mutter or stam is be mutter. Need a positive act to be makbid over here. And you read the Magarvam very clearly, he comes along and says, the halacha over here in the Negeit Geshem, Stam is Machbid. Masha Enke, in the case of, when not Negeit Geshem, Menab Tilisoi, by Stam, we're assuming not Machbid. You need the Akpad over here. That's Eli Rabban all this. Come along with the halacha, which I'm sure they'll read. He comes along over here and says that the idea of Stam, he wants to bring numerous rites, the Gemara's and Rishonim, that's not the way. A case of Stam, we assume Negeit is Nichol Negeit of Akpad. And if he's married with this concept over here, that stam, unless you know you're not makbid, then the halacha will be, you have a kul over here, it won't be chayav katas. If you're makbid or stam, nichol negedah v'akpado. Now there's a shiloh what you can do halacha l'maisa, there's a b'chaim no, who is marach three pages to answer all the rights of the Chavetz Chaim over here. He wants to say, vada back to ikkas like the Eli Rabba, the Magar Avraham. But maisa, once Mishmur went this way, this one, ikkas go like the Mishnah Berurah, that stam is nichol negedah v'akpado. Now the main nafkamina is really the hemshuch with the Mishnah Berurah. He comes up and says, what is machlokes in the Gemara by, not machlokes, what is, we have two kimtas neged colors, we have a black and we have red. Black mice is also red would be case of smoter. What is that case? Is that a case of stam or the case of akpado? It comes along, they go like the Magar Avraham, the black versus red is the case of akpado. Black is after your machbid, red, the loch is, be moter even though you're machbid. Because we're discussing akpado over here, stam is not enough. According to Mishavua, we're discussing a case of stam. When you're black, stam is ulcer, red, stam is going to be mutter. But let's see, you're machbid by red. By other colors, red or white, you're machbid. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah now, it should be also. I think Moses is not the way. The Gemara is discussing cases of stam. Come, Mamshech, the Mishnah Berurah, the Hemshech, all colors that you makpid is now the klolim of being other kfadl, like black. Because the whole case in the Gemara we're discussing is stam. Stam by black with machber, and by red with not machber. Otherwise, if you want your machber, everything is going to be osir. A massive chiddush in the sugya. A major nafkamino. That means all that clothing, people are very machber in different colors, are come along have to get it like black, because that kfadim is the ikki side over here. The Archashulchan went the same way, and once we have the Mishibun, the Archashulchan went this way. Most of them might have followed these two places come over here, and they come along and they find out that anything they mock with all colors, the mice will be altered. You look at the grass, you went like the Mokar Vam, you come along and says, no, the mice is your mock with all the colors, so what? It's mutter. The whole machlik is adopted by the case, that machlik is the chilik between black and unred, it's only by case of akpoto. It comes along that by stam, everything in mice will be mutter. Fine, so there's a grass, I know what you make of, but the Shmuel Archa Shulchan say, by all colors, by akpoto, the mice will be altered. Once you go this way, let's take the third case. I'm saying by black, stam is also. By other colors, all hakpot, when you makbid, all everything is going to be also. All colors also, even red is also. What about yoshin and by your makbid? That means once you're standing the sugi over here discussing a case with stam, what happens if you have a nice black pair of pants that's very shiny? And people don't, yeah, shiny pants. I assume shiny the case is yoshin. I assume everyone understands and appreciates that it came to, that's the case of yoshin. So even the Yarshvash can understand that the Mahalach. That Mice is Yoshin. The case is Yoshin, but you're Machbid. My people are Mephonics, they're Machbid, you know, today's society, that's how it is. People want to take all the dust. What is that Nichol still going to have a Chum over here, a Kamat Yoshin? Because once the Mishnah Berurah come along and says, they get over here, the whole case is Dafka by Stam, when we had the three Kolom, and he switched and he says, by Red will be also wins Machbid, maybe by Yoshin also wins Machbid, also will be also. Look at the Orchel Shulchan, he says, Echonami, you're right. Even by Yosh, if you mock them, the mice will be also over here. Look at the Shabbos, the Urcha Shabbos, they came along with the Machmer. The mice, if you read the Mishnah Berurah slowly, it's clearly not that way. The Mishnah Berurah quotes four different times, as far as I can tell. He brings down, by the brings down the Bahag Shito, he says, what is the case of the Bahag, which we'll have to get back to a different time. He said, the case of the Bahag is either the Shloi Bechadati, or the Be'in the Machbid. And he ends off the Bialoch again, Shloi Bechadati, or the Be'in the Machbid. Either the case over here where it's Yoshin, or it's the case you're not makbid. That means it's either the case of Nui not makbid, or it's the case of Yosher, you're makbid. He writes a third time in the Vamaskal Yeshayim, a fourth time in the Vamaskal Ba'ayin. He writes two things. There could be a head over here either when it's Yosher or when you're not makbid. This or that. That means Yosher, even if you're makbid, you'll be makel. Now, the Shmir Shammas might be came to be makbid. He sends you two Marmakoimis, Aruch HaShulchan and the Bialocha. Funny, went like Aruch HaShulchan. This is by the Archa Shabbos when he said to be Machmir. He said it's a Bialocha by the case of Yoshin. Look, if you read the Bialocha, it's not like him. It's not true. Bialocha is being Makel by Yoshin and Yemachbid. That means it comes out, we really have three sheetahs over here. We have the Graz Pashtun Mogavrom that says that if you're not Machmir, I'm saying if you are Machmir, whether it's other colors, whether it's Yoshin's mutter. Doesn't make a difference. The Kolam still apply even in the case when you're Machmir. If it's Yoshin or a case of red. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says it depends. If it's red, Machbid Osir. If it's Yoshin, it'll be Mutter. The Archa Shulchan asks side by Yoshin and side by red if a person is Machbid. Now, it could be Machal Yisrael Shaboy. What's the difference between the case of Yoshin and the case of red? Because the idea of being a Bakpod over here is to be Machshav the Chshivas or being Malab in something. Something that's Yoshin over here, there's no Chshivas in the pool they're doing. It's all not really making it so nice. It's not anything specific chshivas in the pool they're doing. Mice is all beggars. We're not begging over here. But the mice, we have three options of what to go do. Again, the chiddush coming from the Mishnah Berurah, they're saying the sugya over here, discussing a case of stam. The Afkamina will be what we came after Hemshah, the gate of the sugya Bakpoto. That means you follow the Mishnah Berurah. That means the ikki mahalach is you have to know is the person makbid or not, whether it's black or red, will not make a difference over here. Now, just in the lumdish shaboy. The Gemara says that the simple reading Gemara again is that Akpodah is going to be also not Akpodah is going to be Motor. Why the mice is something that's not, there's no Akpodah over here is going to be Motor? What's the svar behind it? So from the Gedolei Achronim, it seems to be two different Mahalkim, how to understand it. The one is the Beis Yosef says, when there's no Akpodah, it's not Choshev, the act of Kivos. Like Choshev, like Kivos. What he means is, Yishlod, what he means is, the idea of Bimalabin is to whiten something, to bleach something. Only here, Be'etzem, you're not whitening the Beged, you're taking all something that's the top of the Beged. The Bialoka says that over here in Zavala, but that's the, you're not affecting the Beged per se, something on top of the Beged. To be machshavdi, cleaning the Beged, you have to have a photo that I'm taking away some lichlich from the Beged. If I don't care that the lichlich is here, no chshivut, I'm not really doing anything per se in the Beged. I'm just removing things that are we see upon the Beged. To be machshav, the idea of being malapain, where it's not a real classic leaven over here. Leaven is again whitening the Beged. No one's whitening the Beged. No one's bleaching the Beged. I'm taking things that off that's atop the Beged. Even the vach is not really in the Beged. Something that's not the ingrained into the Beged. It's removing something that's atop the Beged. In that case, to be machshav it, and the be machbed, then you have a get of leaven. Otherwise, it'll be mutter. Another way of saying it, otherwise, it's going to be a case of nach akpod to be mutter. The Rashi before time of the Beis Yosef says, when you're not machbed, ain't miskaven. You're all machbed, is miskaven. There's a case of secretion over here. So it's not clear why that's so. Some Zama others try to explain why that's so. But again, the words are, when it's a machbed, is a case of secretion over here. Now, what defines the get of akpodah? What is akpodah? So the Mechaber says, mamish the words of Rashi, that a person would not wear it without brushing it off. That means if you would wear it, that's not the get of akpodah. You would not wear it without brushing it off. That's the getter. The fact that you have a footing sometimes, but you won't take it off, you would wear it anyway. Let's say someone says, you cannot brush it off, you wear it anyway, that's not nechil get of akpodah. So that's the definition.
Mechaber.
What? What?
Maybe you would take it off, you have no other pants.
No, if you have nothing, could be. They have no option. That's not, you would, okay, you would not wear it, you still don't have an option. You don't want to walk around with no clothing on.
Well, you see the jacket that shows you can wear the jacket or thing you could wear. Yeah, the jacket, you can not wear the jacket. You don't have any other jacket to wear. You have to wear the jacket
will wear. Lusha makulash here. That's the definition. Now, they need to find what does that mean when I'm not going to wear it. I mean, there's sometimes I cannot wear it during the week, I would wear it. The Shabbos, I won't wear it. That means, what does it mean? Do I take the akimta into a situation? They point out that before Shapiska read the Sugya, he says, I'm makbid during the week. The makbid and Shabbos, that's happening in the situation, but Be'etzim, I'm not makbid. There with the Svatemis Maskono, I don't think like Dish wrote down. The Maskono, the Maestro also said, Dafi the Gedi be Mechol. Shalom Zamo Shmei Shabbos said, the Gedi is Mechol. Again, I'm Kashi Shvi, being Zam Chaim Kilievsky, and Chodshon himself inside safe, he says, not the way. They say, if you makbid now, has the Gedi back Podo. Again, before Shem Piske read, it says, not the way, the Gedi is Mechol, not on Shabbos.
What's the story, why should
be Mechol? Because if any the Akpodo mitzad the Beged, not mitzad the Siba that's around you.
I think everything's a Siba, because everything. Who you are, and that's why you care. Some people don't care because they're someone else.
Fine, but that's what they seem to understand. That it's the situation in general, not in the specific case.
Even someone who's like work is, let's say, he's pink or he doesn't mind walking around with pink stuff, things that have a shadow, he minds looking at something that I say, right?
He's welcome. Now, the Bialocha does get involved that, let's say, one person is brushing off the other person, meaning, let's say, for example, I'm wearing your jacket. I have dirt on top of it, and this case over here, you come along and brush off my jacket. Now, in this case over here, I'm machbed. I wanted brushed off. You might say, not machbed. You come to me and start brushing off my jacket. What's the halacha in that case? Now, first, our Chashavitz explains, what does that mean the guy is not machbed brushing it off? He's not machbed that I am dirty, because other people don't care about me, but if he would wear it, he would be machbed. So, Chashavitz, no. But it means, if he would wear it, he also wouldn't be machbed. Not discussing, he's not machbed about I'm being dirty. A lot of people don't really care about other people. But he means I'm not. He would not be machbed if he would wear it also. That's the case of the Bialach over here. That means he doesn't care if he would wear it, he's fine. I'm a mafunik. So he's brushing it off for me. Now I'm machbed, he's my not machbed. What's the law in that case? He gets involved in the sugya of buying the basif. What exactly is he give and take? The maisi ends up tzarechi and what do you do? Alach al-maisi from his amen says, Koshim oi lahokal, it's a deraiso. Chiv chatzis over here. So Maisi said the Vadiya Bichoshish, a Gam is a good fact saying, well, it's a case over here of a Bach, maybe you have a sex fake over here, usually because you have also Rashi. So Maisi, Medina Mishmuz and Mimachmer, the Chash the Raisa for sure anyway, and then from Shlom Zalman and the Knei Boys, others say, you have to be Choshish, could be Machmer. Now the question is, what exactly, how far do you take this idea over here? For example, come with Megillah Sefer and says, let's say a Kotom, he has dust upon him.
Both ways.
He says, both ways, Mishmuz. Now you have a case of a Kotom. And he has dirt upon him, and he's brushing himself off. Now, Kotel Maisa is not Makbid. But the parents of Maisa are Makbid. And the parents are on the jacket. So how exactly If you look at that case, does the parent have to stop a kid from brushing off his pants and his shirt and jacket? Because that's what they do after they pull in the mud and do it. They brush themselves off. I got myself not to, like, fine. I don't want to anyway. You can have mother make sure you go do it. So that nechle get about kvod anak. So send me sefer, sarachin. The mice, they come along with some kvodim and he brings it down and toys some lochas. They both say it's poshut. Because they both want poshut two opposite ways. That's a good way, it's a good sarachin. The question is, come along with some kvodim, he wants a taino. The mice, a cotton, that's what he is mach, but except he has no das. So the person when he's sleeping, he's not machbid. He has no das. He gets old, he'll all be machbid. So what time? That's definitely get back bottle here. Except he has no das.
You say that he's a shlum, he just has no das.
How do you know?
Wow, you're such a self-serving American, I hear. Well,
maybe you won't.
What? No, when your kid falls in dirt, okay, everyone's mocked when you get up. Like, it's a situation, but it's clear everyone's mocked. Which kids are that way? Kasa. Atala Shady comes along with Mach and says, the Meister, the idea of it doesn't go after who owns the jacket, it's the one who's better wearing the jacket. My kid's not mocked, but it's himself doing it with my bay over here. As far as there are two opposite ways of looking at this question, it's a good sarachin. When a kid does it, the father has to stop him or not. So again, so we went through first two aspects, Maisa, what's the Manam, Talisa, a few different options, in the Sugya, Rashi, Tosis, and the Rambam, we pass all through Medinoi. And we also went through the idea over here of the three different kolam over here. It's father, black, and new. Now, another question is, the Issa being Menar, what defines the sheikh of something? That means near is to shake. Now, first of all, why is the word shake on a talus? First, balabatish, is that when you're wearing clothing, you're not shaking. No, that's not how you dust things off. You brush it off, right? The reason why it took talisoy, the talus you shake off. That's first of balabatish, why manav talisoy, and not your pants or jacket, because no one does that. The mice, they brush it off. Now, the question is, what is nichol negeda of being manard? Meaning, what's above it, we also, even though you're not makbid, what's below it, that'll be more much even or machbid. What is other cases that applying negate the case in the air?
The brush off
could be different. Well, we'll get to say a bunch of cases over here, which we need beer. First case is coming the Shlom Zalman for the Shemir Shabbos. What's the taina menab chazaka, someone shakes very strongly, has the getter of being machmer even though you're not machbid. That means the cloud first is the getter akpoda is to be also not akpoda's mutter. By near. However, the case of Minar B'chizik, Kamal Shalom Azam says, even not Machbid is also. You shake it very strongly, vigorously, even not Machbid is also. What's the reason? It comes in three different avenues. What time, again, with some Chabonim and Shemir Shabbos. It comes along, first of all, the idea, once you do B'chizik, must be your Machbid. It's a Gila that you're Machbid. Why do you do B'chizik for? Must be Machbid Aleph. Second thing he points out in the Bialocha, but the case of Shalom, the Bialocha says, they do up a kalitz mutter b'chayzik ma'isa b'yaltzer. B'alocha. And third he says, the fact, we'll get to, we'll ask back, but first we'll see what he says. And the third reason he says, that the ma'isa, no one, as Mechab says, b'chayzik, what's strong, be mutter. No one says b'chayzik be mutter. No one says, b'chayzik is mutter. So first, to answer this all, he writes back, no one says b'chayzik is ulcer. Fakert, punk fakert. No one says b'chayzik ulcer. Everyone says near his mutter. Not betalisa. It's a chayzik, not chayzik. Aleph. Second, the idea over here, you're saying that you do b'chayzik, it shows that you're makbid. I don't know. As far as I know, the getter of akpod is walking in the street. That's together. If you akpod means if you would wear it, not wear it. That's all I know. What right to go say b'chayzik must be your makbid? Why is that so? Why the people could do things, a lot of things b'chayzik, even though not makbid. Number three, the why is coming in the case of Shelag, where it's coming from. First of all, the idea over there about the case of Shalag is a different malach, discussing malach, not malabing, malach of schito. There's no shaykhis, aleph. Second, if you want to look at the malach, the case of Shalag, are we discussing the case of akpad or not? Pashas, you read over there, and the dimmi and mishpura is sending you to the case of Shalag with the top of the hat, even by case of akpad. And still by akpad, he's being a makel, unless you do the case of chayzik. Come on, Shalom Zama, comparing the case of not akpad. We make a makal, not a chayzik. The Bialach discussed the case of Akpado, and then may come between the case of Kal and Chayzik. You have to say why. It's a good question why it might be Mechal in the case of Schito over there. The mice looking to where I saw the Chayodim, they write the case of Shelag, Mechal and Kal and Chayzik is in the case of Akpado over there. So Yeshlodim is right in the Bialach, so Abir, and the Chorat, and Swashba, I don't understand, Bakshim, I finally found one of these new swarm that say he doesn't sound what Shlomo Zalman discussing over here. So look at the case of Shlomo Zalman, Machoin Lashiftachal, I think he's a boss in his base manager over there. He comes over and says, he has no rayas, I don't know where he's coming from. The Maisa, the Pashas reading over here is that near is near. Any Menarah should be Motor, any way you shake it, whether it's a Chayzik or not. From the Maisa, Shlomo Zalman is Mechadish, that a Chayzik has a, that it'd be more Machbe, even not Machbe, be also. In that case, come over the Pashim Miskos, in the case of Chavito, of when you bang biyad raka, that's the words of the paiskim. I think they mean, you could say chavita biyad raka means going like this. I think they mean like this. Right? Chavita biyad raka means, I think means brushing, lightly. That's the words of the Shemir Shabbos. Now, come on the paiskim, what kind of the getter is, nichon the getter of near. Near means to shake again. So what is brushing? Lightly, what is that? The come on from Azam, the Chaim, can you ask you Shemir Shabbos, others say, nichon the getter of near. That means, what's the lacha of Imanar? If you're machbid, it'll be usher. Whether shar other colors, even according to the Mishnah Bureau, unless in the case of Yoshin over here, it'll be motor. The get over here, we get it of near. Now, the Chodesh, they write this, and the Mishnah discusses the idea of shifshuf. Shifshuf, he wants to ask, even though you're not machbid. Now, what is shifshuf? Mishnah, you write over here, it's if Aleph and it's if Des. Shifshuf, he writes, is rubbing v'chlesik, vigorously. The Chodesh, rubbing vigorously, is the case of shifshuf, he's asking. That means the other case is rubbing softly. That's where the man walking and getting it from. Now, come along the Shlomo Zalman, the Chiddush, and Shulchan Shlomi, wants a taino, to do it softly, mice is mutter. But do a bunch of times, then the mice can be nichol together of that is osir, nichol together of chayzik. Again, the Chiddush also, I'm not sure why that's so. Where is again, him the shitosai, nichol together of akpodo, the mice be machbid, not machbid over here. But it comes out in the get to shifshuf again, even not machbid the ma'aseh osur. I mean, just we had different cases. Speak to me out. The sukkum, very simple. When you machbid the lochas, when you bring menar, that's also that's the shulchan aruch over here. Or you do it biyad raka, you machbid is osur. Either one, that's also you not machbid or case of yoshin is motor aleph. When you not machbid, will be osur shifshuf of vad is osur. That's the bi alocha speaks out. Rubbing vigorously, that's the only osur. That's clear. Bi alocha says, and from a zam mechadish. Benav Chayzik also be nichol in that category. Right, there's four cases you spoke out. Two is nichol get of akpado, two lemaisa. One is certainly also when it's not machbid. One yishlodim. They do discuss. What about you blow with your mouth? Is it be something that's also or not? Is that it would be mutter even when a person is machbid? It's a kamal lechodeshon. You want time if you blow something off with your mouth? That's nichol being lemaisa like noitzes. Even if you are machbid, it'll still be mutter. But right, if you blow it open your mouth, that's clear, right, look, that's not nichol, it's being something inside you, on top of your beggar, it's something that's above your beggar, like noitis, and then in that case it'll be all be mutter. But that's the case of using your hands or your mouth. The get to using a kli, to come along, the Mishnah Berurah says that the case of menara is biyad. It says, koshken, using a kli, even a kli will be osir. Therefore, the case of using a kli will be osir, with a klolim, if you're machbid, it'll be osir. If you're not machbid, or a case of yoshin, it'll be a case over here that's mutter. Come along, Mishavu, and says, who are they using a shemato will have the same exact halacha. It really depends how they get it up near. Is it not for Shavu, the Masham? Masham says, if you're machbid, it will be osir, otherwise, in the case, it's mutter. Most of the Mishavu are saying the getter of using a kli is like yad, the tafu is not a kli, miyuchalakach. However, what's the kli, miyuchalakach? It brings down the same, the yar shvash, can't find it, for the Tver Yisrael does say, and be halacha brings down. That is a kli miyuchalakach, then you have an isser over here. What's isser? Look up the Tver Yisrael inside, I think the Yerushalayim exam part of it. He says, nichol the get of number one, of the nechol. Second, it's a tircha. Third, the misakim mono. That's the misakim. You have three different reasons to be machmer in a kli miyuchalakach. Therefore, for example, you have a hat. They're not machbid. Can you use a hat brush on Shabbos? Or do not. You can't do that. Even if you're not machbid, of these reasons, if you're machbid, you have a hat brush on your suit. Can you use a hat brush on your suit? The kli shalak of course, muksa, I reckon. And now, if you have another option to go to, you're supposed to be machmid, not to use it. That means you can use your hand, do it lightly, and you're not machmid, we'll have another option.
Using the knife.
We'll get to the knife, but that's about more things that clog, that are dirt. We need this off right now. We'll get to children's stains, and that's siftef, as a shame. Now, fine. That's the first halacha. The second halacha, Kamal Glamor discusses the kol b'shita, when a person has a beged that either rain fell on top of it or the case got very wet. If a person wants to shake it out, benar it, you have a bayat, shake it out, mitzad a sugya of schito. You're squeezing it out, coming it out. And therefore, since the person, when he's makbid upon it, it's going to shrink the beged, therefore you're even iser. I kind of call boy. different than Morbin Gzan, Beisas Batsa before and brought it down. The loch is, it cannot be Menai, it cannot shake a beggar that has water on top of it, not Dafka Tal, in the case of water beer. And he says the Klal is Dafka when you have a beggar Kodosh. And the Isit Shaboy is a new thing, not Libun. This is Schito. Schito. Now, the question is first that we said, but Neger to a Menach Metalisoi, you have three Klalim. It has to be black, it has to be Kesi Machbid, it has to be Kesi Kodosh. What's the loch in the gate of the Kolboy? Does it have to have all three Klalim to be Machbid for Schito or not? All three. So, first, in the gate of the case of being Kodosh, come along the Ramah for the Kolboy, he says, it has to be Dafka case over here that's new. The question everyone should ask is very simple. Why? If it's a Schito, not Libun, affected Ali Rabba, what Shaykhs was one after the other? Whether it's new or not, you're still doing an act of Schito. Water is still coming out of the beggar over here. Who am I to care if anything's coming out or not? So the way the grads of Shlomo Zalman brings down an interesting idea over here, they want to tell you if your person is not Chodosh, therefore the Maisa, he's usually not Machbe, not Kedil Bekoyach, and therefore not a sick ratio that we'll be doing an act of Schito. This is a practical Akimto. Masha'inkin, when it's a case of Chodosh, it must be a sick ratio. They'll end up doing an act of schit over here, and therefore come along the Mishmur and says, therefore if you do b'chayzik, it'll be also even though it's old beggars. Even though it's old beggars, it'll be also. Why? It's like the act of schit. That means the lumpness over here is very simple. Is it going to be schit or not? Echlam el rabbi de kakasho. What happens to schit? They want to tell them when it's not chodosh, echlam the person will not do schit. But if you do b'chayzik, it leads to the act of schit. The Mishmur says echlam it's also.
The
lack of chodosh will make it that you don't really care about it.
Okay, no, but if it is chodosh, then I shouldn't be talking.
Let's the next thing. What about you need a klal of a kpado? It must be said in that also, right? The more the kpado says, usually with not chodosh, is the same idea that chodosh makes a person not be makbid. The Archa Shabbos is a different part. He wants to be makshav the schito. Just like by Libon, you need makshav the act of malabin. He also wants to makshav the act of a schito there.
If it's new and you're not makbid, then you don't have the fire.
If it's new,
there's
not
schita, there's not a psik ratio then.
No, it's new, they say it's a psik ratio.
That's what I'm saying. You
have this part,
you understand?
Honestly, I'm not clear the metzias, what's going on over here. I don't know where you should. I had this material, I don't know how they made these things over here. I cannot relate the metzias to the begun that we have. So how to relate to the facts. Now what? Squeeze coming out of the belaya that came out. Oh, don't get to. No, malabi. The malacha is schito. That means taking off dirt is not your schito, it's malave. Right? You have, let's say, schito malave, yeah. But the malacha is squeezing out of his belay inside. Now, okay, so one cloud is very clear that we do need a case over here of Chodosh. Let's put down the Kolba there. Oh, number two, we need a case of Hakpodo. What about the case of other colors? Are we also need after other colors or not? So come on the Mishmur, and he writes, there's no chilik over here, he writes over here in the Be'alokho, that there's no chilik whether it's black or other colors, not make a difference. Once the case, you have the first two klum, over here we do not care. Agami points out the Be'alokho, it's loik and smak, as the Gain points out. He wants to make an argument, the Gain over here. But he points out, before we paskin, that of the three klum, only two of them will be machmer, as the case of Chodesh over here, and a case of Akpod over here. Now just there is among Avram over here, the end over, the same as the Koinus, you have to, you after, to do this act of squeezing by all begotten. This is all begotten. The question is, which cloud do you mean by all begotten? Do you mean to come say all colors, or do you mean to say all colors and also all begad yoshan? All begotten. Maisa makas shekel has two options, what the mug of maisa over here means. The grass that has come to add on even old clothing, maisa the same as the coins inside, who did not mean that he went with the cowboy, and the lock is old clothing, maisa will be mutter. Now, just make it practical over here. When a person has, let's say, comes out a local, when you have these clothing that are very wet, different cases. The first case is the case of a hat. You have a hat that's sopping wet. So usually, it depends. If you're machbid, look forward to shake it out, you can. If you're not machbid, they can only do a bakal, says the Bialokha, not bechazik. That means, again, very simple. You have a hat over here. If you're machbid, maybe you can turn it upside down or fall down, because that's whatever's on top. But look forward to shake it out. Then you can't. If you're not machbid, we don't care, but you know, want to make it dry quicker, then you can only shake out bakal and not bechazik. That's what comes out, very simple. Now they discuss there are a case of Same idea negates the snow. When the snow's outside, same idea. Mishmur is very clear. He comes along and says that turn upside down, whatever on top and pulls down, that's the case of Naitis. Even though you're mocked, but it's not a problem. Mashenkin, to shake it out, you won't be able to. But if you're not Makbid, then you'll have to do a Bakal.
No, it's cold. It doesn't have to be inside at all. Just to get it off the top surface, you have to shake.
If it's on top, that's not a problem.
Even though you're shaking. Then
do you want to open the specific ratio to get things inside? Then it'll be a problem. You're Makbid, not Makbid. It depends. They come on and discuss really also. Now let's discuss raincoats. There are two different types of materials of raincoats. There are raincoats that are made of a bad, of gumi. In these cases over here, that are cloth that are balea. Mice, they're raincoats. People are not makbid. That's why it's a raincoat. So they come along the Paiskim, and the Shmir Shabbos says very clearly, what's halacha? You can't shake them out, but not for chizik. So we have a raincoat. You are not makbid, because that is what a raincoat is. You have a fancy coat. You have a fur coat. Shake it out. Look, we have a bayad. That reminds you, you're not doing Shabbos. Now, if it's made out of plastic, they come along with Shmir Shabbos, and everybody can shake out as much as you want. It's not balea. Not balea. No act of schit over here. Nothing to do with active libid over here. So again, what depends on what type of coat you have. You have the shank coats. Shake as much as you want. I don't know why do you want to do that for. Fine, but nice if you don't have those coats and ones that are balea, if you're not makbid, then you can shake a little bit over here. Now, they do discuss, what about the case of a strimal? So, first, come to our Chashulchan in the way he discusses this, and he wants to title Avadi Makbid. And therefore, he says that Avadi, people will shake it out, also at least as it did, it's Chash, it says Chayv, Chatzavir, Chash the Raisa, and the Avadi can't. Now, I don't see anyone over here, Lamaisu, who's in the care to. Yeah, it is. So if it is Negev, so you want to know where the term is coming from, you can look at the Sefer Nishma Shabbos and Mechon Leshivtachol, how they try to defend and answer where the Anhoge is come to you, Mechol. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan is very clear. It says, La Mishum Chumruhu, the Me'ikr, the Dinhu, on these strimals, and it says, Din Chivu, Din Deraisel. So they're coming to defend back why the Anhoge is not to be Kiv Babis Aloko. But I ain't trying to Negev to you.
I think you had your mark there.
Not as much as they say a strimal gets killed. A hat?
No.
You turn, as long as they say, most people say, turn over, and nothing on top of it, it'll stay, keep it straight. Usually when you keep it. The only problem really is not the water inside, it just it starts bending, it will start sag. You just hold things up, keep it up. It's not, as long as you have things there, put a book next to it, not safer. You just hold it up, don't really care about that. It's not really the hat. Yeah, put your brim up. Wait a minute, you put your brim up, turn it over.
The
strimal, they say, it gets ruined. Right?
But it's not you won't wear wet, it's
going to
get ruined.
Yeah, so you don't want it here. What? But the. Who's that? Did you have problems? What do you say? So
it's.
So during the week, they can shake it out, not a problem.
No, but then when the box is away on Shabbos,
so you have to get married, I guess, yeah. The third halacha over here, Kamlung Gamar brings down from the Azura the idea of removing in Naitis these strings on top of a beggar. Now, the Tati Mekel, very simple, Kamlung Gavosh, it says the Naitis is not inside, the Allah speaks out, it's not inside, something on top. The whole idea of being Malapin is something that's, like, it sounds like there are really three levels over here. It's something that's in Mamish, dirt. Then something that's off or a vak that's in between. Then something that's on top of it. Everyone sees a strand that's on top of it. These nitzes. That removing of the vat is not nothing to do with the act of leaving over here. And the vat, the case over here, it's motor. And all the malachim go this way, like the Mishnah Berurah. And there they point out, the Chodeshani says, let's see, you have peru and crumbs on top of you. You can shake it off. Or the Elohim might say, you have dandruff on top of you. A vat dandruff, even though it's hard something to get off due to the friction, the vat is not inside the bag over here. And therefore, dandruff, a local of. Leave it, it should not be negar, it should not be a problem over here. Hagam, they point out, the Magabram brings down the Sefer Zechoinus, says the mice have an active leaving over here, and it's also. And there are those who do bring down the Salach Lamaisa, the Taisu Shabbos, the Beheretiv, the Chai Odom, or Chashulchan. Or Chashulchan says the mice to be Machmo on these nights. Now, just as far as why they're coming to be Machmer, is you look up the Sefer Zechoinus inside, first of all, it sounds like different swarms not have the Sefer Zechoinus, what exactly the site over here is. Example, the Chavetz Chaim says, what's it sad to be Machmer? Save his Achoinus. He said in the Sharetin, you know what I'm saying, Rashi, it's offer. The Machmer offer, therefore you should be Machmer over here. It's the Ishma Chalik. Offer is more inside, Leitz is on top. And that's the reason the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishmur says to be Machmer, it's Rashi, nothing to do with Rashi. The Maitha, if you look up the Save his Achoinus, he's come to be Machmer, it's not the Rambam. He said the Rambam has, you have a right strand on top of your baggage. to take it off on Shabbos. Even this is Makar Patish. Says the same as the Chaynus. What's the difference? Is the white yellow surround you? There's noises on top. You even this is inside the sugya of Makar Patish. That means the whole Mishavur Shaitzin is hacked against the same as the Chaynus. Obviously, you can see it inside. You see the Makar Shekel said it inside. A lot of people said they didn't have the same as the Chaynus. Inside, come the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita has nothing to do with Rashi, so you have no cash anymore. Now, what? Now, however, you do have to know that even in the Makar Patish over here, the first of all, I imagine we do mark for the Rambam. The question is why? What's the difference in the case of the Rambam and the same as the Achronis? So first of all, the Rambam, we said there are three options over here in the Sugya, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. I used to remember that's the outcome, Mishmur did a passing like it. But if Shat in the Rambam, we have two options, is a Makar Patish or Livon. So best of you, if you understand the Sugya is Makar Patish, who are the case of the noise at the top is no Shaykh to Makar Patish. Why? Because if something came afterwards, Makar Patish, you're wearing the beggar already. Who are the same as Chorin, is still like the Orchus Chaim and the Kolboy, the Rambam meant what the Sugya of Livon. So just like taking off the yellow strand of Livon, taking off the Nitzis of Livon, that's very good. But my three point out, Mishavur went in the Rambam not the way. Mishavur went like the base says, the Rambam is Makar Patish. That's why it could be he did not understand the Sod of here, inside the Sugya of the Rambam. But when you look in the Rambam, he also says it has to be Derech Uman, the Uman have to go do it. Take off the Nitzis, not Nechel again of Uman. So it could be for these three reasons why we're not worrying about the same as Achronis. That means, first of all, someone says Zevim Zechronis is Rashi Yish L'chalik. But even though the same Zechronis is the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam is the last Yochid. Number two, we have two options in the Rambam, is Makar Patish or Libun, according to the Mishavur, the case of Makar Patish, to have no Shaitis. And number three, even the case of the Rambam, Mais Dafka Derech Uman, it's not a case of a Derech Uman. Those are the words of the Rambam. Could be. Now, just a side point, everyone asks, how in the world are you taking it off until the Sugya Mokso? How do you take on danger? It's not a Sugya Mukso. More common danger. How do you do that? What happened to Mukso over here? Kimmetalto Mukso. So the Graz says, you know why you're taking it off? Because you're taking off these strands over here, put it inside your pillow to use it, or the blanket to go use it. It's not Mukso. Everyone uses it. Everyone sleeps with it. It has use over here. That's why it's not Mukso. The Spanish Chai says the same thing. People are using it. I'll come along the danger going up the center. The Maiso, it doesn't sound the way for the Siemens of Poiskim, but these Noites that we're using over here. The way how the Chadish goes, the Shitosa Gitarkoi, those want to go with him, that when a person does any Moloch on Shabbos, they get to any concept, when he opens up a barrel, destroys the barrel to get the food out, that's not Slicer, that's getting the food out. A person removes the dust from him, that's not cleansing, I mean, so that's not Tiltu Moksa, that's cleaning the jacket. So, you want the time to get of cleaning the jacket over here. That's one way of saying it. Could be Miyukud by the case of Moksa, Lav Dehetter, Lav Dehetter, the gate to the Lav Dehetter office. Or a second way of taking over the Shvisha Shabbos, the Urcha Shabbos one dino, that it's bottled to the jacket. It's right now it's on top of it. Some people leave it, some people don't. Depends on what the kippah is, who really cares. But no one sees it being two separate things. We see part of the jacket. You want to move the jacket, so you took it off. So you took off something that was part of the jacket. Now at the end, you drop it, put in the garbage, whatever you do with it. Now, this case, you get clothing that you're wearing. What about if you have a carpet on the floor, which some people have in their houses, or in America, that carpet on the floor would have the same column. So we'll get back to this case differently, different time. But kitzur, it comes out of the chuva, the same idea. You have something at the top of the carpet, that's nice, something pulls on top of it, a body, you can remove it. Something pulls inside of it, you come on the Shmir Shabbos and says, you want to bang it and take it out. So it's very simple. If you're not makbit, then lo can do it, but kal cannot do it, but case of chlezik. Now, how do you take it out? Very hard to take out things that are inside the bed, inside the carpet over here. They come along the swamp, they discuss using a carpet sweeper on Shabbos. Not use a carpet sweeper. Come on, every sefer, Ramosha, Abbas Yaakov, and Ramosha, and Chesitrov, all discuss using a carpet sweeper on Shabbos. Ramosha, they all come along and they ask for it for numerous reasons. Come along, the one that's marach about this is Rafalk, he has five, six different reasons why to ask her. One mitzvah that's set off is that was the case of a kli, the Bialoko. Bialoko asks mitzvah the sugya of the Nichol. The second thing is, if you ever use a carpet sweeper, when you open up, you see inside there's always clumps inside a part of the carpet. In essence, how do you get these clumps? You really ripped out the Kareya on Shabbos. It rips the carpet. It doesn't rip too much of it, else it'll destroy the carpet. But I've always seen clumps inside here. Bayam inside the Sugya of Kareya over here. Masalio said also, even the Issa the Saisa over here. I want to say also, inside the Sugya of Malabin Lapas coming down. Also, Sugya, he said, how do you ever move around with the carpet sweeper? You have a Muksa inside, you have a bus over here. So the Maisa, if you use a carpet sweeper, the Maisa on Shabbos, the Pesach can say, you have a problem over here, you cannot go do that. Now, once we're saying this over here, this idea that something on the top of Maisa is mutter, something inside is going to be osur, b'chazik, or b'kal, b'chazik, b'makvid, or not. What about, there are certain materials that, again, like a raincoat, only top. What about your shoe that has dust on top of it? Can you cleanse your shoe that's dust on top of it? Come along with time, Zonnefeld, and starts clearing this question. You have a few different truths about it. What's the local? Making the person come along and title that this idea of using a shmata, not to shine it, shining might be a separate problem, but just to clean off the dust, the mice should be a case of nitzitz over here. Should not be a problem. And even though
it's
what?
Is
it shine it? No.
You do it in the mind.
What?
No,
when you learn it could be you learn Siman Shinuch of Zayin, there are different levels of what's nichol get of shining. The Svarim bring down whether it's Aruch HaShulchan or even Machman Naitzah series Mekel Maitzah Shem Tzim Balocha the Bias Olam Tzim Yazir Chod Shani Yishmer Shabbat Aruch HaShabbat Tzim Gabonim Rabbi Yad Olam come along with the Maitzah come along and say it's nichol and gather of being on top of something and they go take a shmat and clean it now with the brush that's being clear Oymel HaKach. But take a shmat, you have dust on top of the mice will be nichol in the heter of nitzis and will not be a problem. Now, we left out numerous points over here in Sif Aleph. We'll get back to, as Mishmur points out, it's really going to be steered to Sif Hei and Sif Zayin. However, come along the loch and Sif Gimel, and Betzim will get involved with a side point with the sugya of Achona Makapatish. This is the reason why over here Makapatish gets thrown in, is very simple. We have Rashi, Tesis says it's over here's Levon. Kimmel and Rabbim had Makapatis. Somehow Sif Bey switched to Makapatis. And Sif Kimmel is discussing that's Indian over here. Then we'll get back to, and Hey and Vo, back to Sugya of Libon. So we're going to go get involved in Sugya Makapatis, which gets into Twan of the Sugya of Achana. We'll spend the next couple of days doing the Sugya of Achana. Then we'll get back to the different in Yonim that we left out over here. Slocho.